FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along for another hour of live local talk. And this is a conversation that we've had, you and I. Listeners have called in with their experiences with family members in nursing homes during the last, I remember we started getting the calls probably March, April, and it's gone on from spring into the summertime. And so it was with interest when I saw a heads up here from Alabama AARP that they had someone for us to talk to. And joining us right now, Alabama AARP Associate State Director Jamie Harding, to talk about demanding action as nursing home crisis continues in Alabama. Thanks for joining us, Jamie.
Thank you for having me.
Let's we talked during the news break, and you rolled out the number of people in the state of Alabama that are in nursing homes or similar facilities. What's that number?
That is 23,000 people in the state of Alabama in long-term care.
Wow. And then, of course, like you and I talked about, how many friends and family of those people. It's a big chunk of the state of Alabama affecting a lot of people. And then you rolled out another stat in your memo to me here, the number of folks associated with nursing homes that have died from COVID-19.
Correct. Yes. We've had over 70,000 nationally and more than 700 here in Alabama. So it's about 40% of the total deaths here in our state are coming from nursing home patients and staff.
Wow. I mean, 40% of the entirety of the state associated with that. Is there any breakdown how many are residents, how many are staff in that?
Most of them are residents. It's difficult at times to get current and accurate data. A lot of times we see data weeks after the fact. So one of the things, in fact, we've been requesting of the state from Governor Ivey and from the Alabama Department of Public Health is that they start issuing daily public reports on the numbers of infections and deaths in nursing facilities, because right now we are not getting that information on a daily basis. So in many cases, families may be behind on knowing this information, and surrounding communities may not know that there is an outbreak right in their backyard. So this is why we want them to release this on a daily basis, obviously maintaining the privacy of the patient, but there is nothing in privacy laws that prohibits releasing the numbers of cases and deaths by facility every day. And Alabama remains one of a small handful of states still refusing to do that.
Yeah, I think about, and I want to get into what, all the different items you're asking from the state here, but also the situation where people can't be with those loved ones. This is one of the many heartbreaking parts of this, that people can't interact with those loved ones, and then they don't know the information at the same time. It is a terrible place to be.
It certainly is. We hear from a lot of family members who are very worried. They're coming up now in 6 months since they last saw their loved ones in person. Mid-March was about the time when nursing home visitation was shut down. So one of the things that we've been asking for from the state is to ensure that all facilities are providing virtual visitation by video call and video conferencing technology, so that people can see their loved ones, see their physical and emotional and mental condition on that video call. It's very important because nobody knows those residents better than their loved ones do. So they can tell a lot from a video visit about what their condition is. And the other side of it too for the residents is that they're feeling very socially isolated right now because of COVID. They're not getting to socialize as much inside their facilities where they live, and also they're not getting to see their loved ones. And we know that social isolation is very, very bad for both mental and physical well-being of older adults. So that's why we're pushing really hard for across the board requiring virtual visitation. Many nursing homes are doing it, but we would really like to see the state make that an absolute requirement.
So it would be that a daily thing or a weekly thing? How would you set that up? There's X number of visits, virtual visits. Jamie, what would you ask for?
We would like to see that it's a regular schedule of this, and weekly would certainly be a good start. We know that it's a challenge because many of these facilities are short-staffed. They were short-staffed before the pandemic started. That's another issue that we'd like to see addressed. How are they dealing with staffing issues? We know in some cases, some people have gone into work. Some staff members have been told you must come into work even if you are sick. That's
really
very concerning to us. We learn a lot from our talking to family members.
That you had reports that a nursing home facility, there's a staff member, an employee, that says, I have COVID. And they said, you got to come into this facility and work.
Yes. We're aware of those cases.
Jerry, that's huge. That's huge.
It is. And it's not uncommon. It's not limited to Alabama. We have gotten reports of this from across the country. And a lot of it comes down to staffing issues. So we want to know what's being done to address those staffing shortages. Not all facilities are making people come into work sick, but we want to ensure that staffing stays up even when there are people who are out sick necessarily to protect the people around them.
Yeah, it's a hard position to be in, right? You're asking for adequate staffing, which we would agree is a good thing. You're asking to keep people that have COVID from coming into nursing home or long-term care facilities, which we'd agree is a good thing. But then just to put on the other shoes for a second, I wonder if those facilities say, hey, but, you know, how am I going to staff this? I mean, we're in a, people weren't wanting to come back to work. You know, you're asking me to keep these other people out of work, but you want adequate staffing. What if they can't find the people?
They've got to come up with a plan. There has to be a plan for this, whether it's temporary staffing. This is something that clearly no one in the nursing home industry was prepared for before it happened. And so, unfortunately, that has caused a lot of the problems that we're seeing. And we really feel like there are just some common sense things that need to be done across the board, very consistently and with a great deal of transparency. And we also want to know about what the testing plans are for staff and for residents. We know that in some facilities, up until just recently, they had only been doing temperature checks of staff and residents. That is not a good way to determine if someone has an infection. Other facilities have been doing testing as often as twice a week. So it really is very inconsistent and has been all along. And this has been the thing that we have been asking the governor and the Alabama Department of Public Health and the Department of Senior Services to address in a very public and transparent way and how these things are going to be addressed.
Yeah, it seems I'm looking at text coming in here, too, to the station, and you look at the rest of the state and people will say, you know, hey, the measures that have been put in are too heavy-handed on the general public. And I think people are very surprised to see this place that I think everybody would agree is the most vulnerable in the population isn't at a level that's, I guess, in the danger of assuming, we would have thought it would be much higher.
Well, yeah, and we, you know, obviously the virus doesn't originate inside the facility. It has to come in from the outside. So we have to address what's going on in the communities and making sure that community spread is being limited as much as possible and making sure that the staff members are being tested frequently and ensure that they're not bringing it in with them. You know, the families obviously are not able to go in. We have not had the Alabama Department of Senior Services has an office of the long-term care ombudsman, which is the place that family members and residents can go if they have a complaint about poor quality care. And the ombudsman are tasked with going in to investigate those reports. With very few exceptions, the ombudsman have not been inside those facilities since March either.
Wow. Somebody listening to this, you're speaking to them directly. They have a loved one there. They haven't been able to see them in person. They're worried about this. I know you're pushing for this at the state level, whether it be an executive action.
Yeah.
I guess it has to be executive action with no move yet for special session for the Alabama legislature. So it has to come from the governor's office. What do you tell people listening to us now that are feeling that pain or listening to this? Is it call the governor? Are there other resources to get in touch with you at AARP of Alabama? Give them something that they can do proactively here.
Sure, absolutely. We are encouraging folks to reach out to the governor's office. Let them know that this issue is important to you. Tell them your story. They need to hear from family members. As we talked about earlier, 23,000 people who are residents, and this is a very vulnerable population at risk, and families need to know that our leadership are doing everything possible to protect their vulnerable loved ones, especially at this time. So reach out to your legislators. Let them know this matters to you. Reach out to your members of Congress, our two senators, and your local congressional representative, because AARP is also advocating that Congress take action on a national level when they come back into Washington in the next few weeks. So we are working on this issue every day. We want family members to know that this is not something that we're going to step back on. We're going to continue to fight for the protection of this vulnerable population.
Jamie, thanks for talking about this with us today, and please keep us in the loop.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, absolutely. Jamie K. Harding, Alabama Associate State Director for AARP. And a lot to talk about there. I know that affects a lot of families out there. So just an update on that. And we'll continue as things change or there's new information there. We'll pass that along. All right. 117 news on the way. Then we're right back to you. Phone number 343-0106. 343-0106.